John S. Doyle is here with what it says in your morning papers.
The government has all but ruled out calls from the Road Safety Authority to introduce emergency legislation to double the number of drivers' penalty points for speeding and phone use, so the Irish Examiner reports in its lead story. That call by the RSA was reported in the Irish Times yesterday. Today, the Examiner quotes the Taoiseach, Micheál Martin, as saying that the current penalty point system is severe enough. The Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has said all issues in relation to road safety are kept under review. Car insurance is the main story for the Irish Daily Mail. Ian Begley reports that drivers are subject to a postcode penalty, young motorists in affluent Dublin suburbs paying less for insurance than more experienced motorists from less well-off areas pay. The Irish Independent reports that pay for Garda reserves could triple under plans to be announced by the Minister for Justice, Helen McEntee, today. The trial of a serving Garda, Joseph Doyle, in connection with 89 charges of deception, corruption and money laundering is the main story for the Irish Daily Mirror. The Irish Sun leads with the trial of five men and a teenager who were charged with the murder of Thomas Dooley at a funeral in Kerry in 2022. The Times reports in its lead story that the Sinn Féin leader, Mary Lou MacDonald, has said her party would have a scheme to sell affordable homes in Dublin for €300,000. She was speaking on the Claire Byrne programme on RTE Radio 1. Pat Leahy writes that she appeared to move away from a previous position expressed in an interview with the Times, where she had indicated that average house prices should fall to that same figure, €300,000. Elsewhere in the paper, Leahy reports that Fianna Fáil candidates for the European Parliament have said they will not vote for Ursula von der Leyen to have another term as President of the European Commission, despite the government's intention to support her. The Examiner devotes a page each to the local and European elections. There is a strong legal contingent among those competing in the Macroom area, writes Sean O'Riordan. Elaine Loughlin reports that Taoiseach and Taoiseach are saying that by-elections will be held if TDs get elected to the European Parliament, as the government is adamant to run its full term. The Times front page has a report by Olivia Kelly that a Dublin property developer offered a resident €100,000 to drop judicial review proceedings against a large co-living scheme. The Independent's front page picture by Mark Condren is of Eoghan McFadden from County Meath, who says she has been nervously trying to cram as many Hamlet quotes as possible into her head before today's English paper in the Leaving Certificate exams. The clock is ticking and the panic is setting in now, but that's for the elections on Friday, as Philip Ryan writes in The Independent. Beside that are photographs of seven party leaders. The caption lists out their names and says they are doing all they can to persuade voters in the run-up to Friday. The pupils of a Montessori school in Cork, aged between 3 and 5, may be too young to vote on Friday, but that didn't stop them going to the polls, Owen English writes in The Examiner. In Skull on Sprid Naeve at Bishopstown, an election was held to show children how important their vote can be. The 22 pupils elected Bluey, the energetic, animated blue heeler pup, to be the boss of their school, edging out a tiny yellow minion henchman from Despicable Me by just one vote. Surprisingly, says English, old favourite Peppa Pig saw her vote collapse, finishing with just 2 votes.
Thank you, John.